Hello there. Okay, so you saw the title and you thought, really? No confidence needed to boost my English fluency? This has got to be too good to be true. Well, put on your detective cap because we're about to solve the mystery of English fluency. No confidence required. Get ready for some myth-busting action. And spoiler alert, it's not clickbait. I mean, come on, would I do that to you? But first, confession time. I'm about to spill the beans on a hilariously cringeworthy moment from my own language journey learning French, one of the foreign languages that I learned. And trust me, it's the kind of story that makes you go, woof, glad that wasn't me. So ready for some epic story time? Let's dive in. We'll be right back after this short break.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
All right, let me take you back to a time when I was just a fledgling language learner in the charming city of Nantes, France. There I was, armed with my high school French and the kind of confidence that can only be described as misguided. I stroll into this quaint little cafe, ready to dazzle my new French friends with my impeccable accent, or so I thought. In my head, it was that way. I mean, how hard could it be, right? I had this phrase book that was practically a relic from the French Revolution. I watched French films. I listened to some French music. And I was ready to order like a native French speaker. So with a flourish, I declare, je suis chaud. In my head, it was j'ai trop chaud, referring to how hot it was outside and my wanting something cool like an iced tea. Well, apparently that's not what I said. Radio silence. Turns out I just announced to the entire cafe that I was hot and not in a temperature kind of way, if you catch my drift. Yep, there I was, red as a beet, not from the end of summer heat, but from the fiery blush of a language blunder. But here's the twist. Nobody laughed me out of the cafe. Instead, they gently corrected me with smiles and a couple of laughs that we all had, and I ended up having the best iced lemonade of my life. That day, I learned something much better than perfect French. The power of diving in. Mistakes and all. So fast forward to today, and part of my job, as you know, is to sprinkle that same fearless spirit into the hearts of my students and clients. I help people shake off their social jitters, toss their communication woes out the window, and find their voice, their authentic voice, without the crutch of confidence. So if you're ready to chuckle at the chaos and learn how to speak English fluently with or without the confidence of the Eiffel Tower standing tall against the Paris skyline, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Let's turn those linguistic lemons into lemonade, one language blunder at a time. So let's get chatting. You don't need the confidence of a rock star to rock the English language. Yep. You heard me. So today in this lesson, we are slicing through that myth that confidence is the be-all end all of fluency. And in our grand tour of debunking myths, we'll be parading through some eye-opening stops. First, we'll peek behind the curtain to see what fluency really is. And spoiler alert, it's not a Broadway show of confidence. Next, we'll tiptoe through the tulips of language learning strategies that don't rely on you feeling like a superhero, and then we'll waltz into the world of communication where connection trumps perfection. And for our grand finale, we'll dive into some practical tips that will have you speaking English with ease, no cape or spotlight needed. You know that feeling, right? Standing at the edge of a pool, toes curled over the cold, wet tiles, staring into the abyss of a pool or a conversation in English. Your heart's racing, your palms are sweaty, your knees are weak, your arms spaghetti. Wait, that might be an Eminem song. But anyway, you get the point. So let's bust a myth right here, right now. Confidence is not the golden ticket to fluency. I mean, sure, it's a nice to have, like avocado toast on a Sunday or free Wi-Fi at the airport, but necessary? Nah. Let me take you back to those early days, the hallways echoing with a cacophony of bonjour and comment ça va and salut. And there I was, a fresh-faced teen with a shaky oui in my pocket, thrown into the deep end of French verbs, conjugations, and tenses. I remember my first French literature class in Nantes. The teacher asked a question, and something in me just snapped. Maybe it was the spirit of Jeanne d'Arc, Joan of Arc, or maybe it was just teenage recklessness, I don't know. But I raised my hand. I blurted out an answer that was more franglais, franglish, than French. The room went silent. You could hear a croissant drop. And then the most amazing thing happened. The teacher smiled, corrected my jumbled words, and just moved on. Just like that. No laughter, no ridicule, no pointing fingers. The earth kept spinning. And guess what? I kept speaking. My French got better and better, and eventually I became the French-speaking unicorn I am today. So how did I do it? How did I go from French mouse to French house party host? It wasn't confidence. Definitely not. It was something else entirely. It was, drumroll please, competence. And with each mistake, each stumble, each oh la la moment, my competence grew. It wasn't about swaggering into the room like I owned the place. No, no, no. It was about building a fortress of skills, brick by linguistic brick. That's what fluency really is, my friends. It's not about having an unshakable belief in your own brilliance. It's about the quiet confidence that comes from knowing you've put in the work from bonjour to boubayes. That's right, competence, knowing your stuff. Because when you know what you're talking about, you can be shaking like a leaf in a tornado on the inside, but on the outside, you'll be spitting out phrasal verbs and idioms and expressions like nobody's business. And you want to know another little secret? Everyone's faking it. Even the so-called confident people. We're all just a bunch of fakers trying to make it through a conversation without accidentally saying something totally embarrassing. But here's the beautiful part. In the grand dance of language learning, a stumble is just a new step that you've learned. So what can you do to boost your competence and, as a nice little side effect, your confidence? One, immerse yourself. Listen to English music, watch English movies, talk to yourself in English, scare your pets with your impeccable accent and pronunciation. Why not? Two, practice with a buddy. Find a friend, a willing stranger, or even an online community. Wink, wink. Make mistakes together, laugh about it, and learn. And three, remember that perfection is like a unicorn. It's magical, but it's not real. Hate to break it to you. Aim for progress, not perfection. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Again, we're in Nantes, and I'm sitting at this little fish restaurant right in the heart of the city. You know, the kind where the aroma of the sea just wafts through the air and every dish on the menu sounds like a poem. So the waiter comes over, this absolutely adorable older gentleman with a smile that just says, "I've got stories to tell." We'll be right back after this short break.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And there I am, trying to be all chic and French in front of my friends, wanting to ask for the recommendation of the day, the catch of the day. So I go for it, right? I'm aiming for, quel poisson recommandez-vous? But what do I say instead? Quel poison recommandez-vous? Yeah, did you notice that slight difference there? So I asked the man for his best poison. Can you believe it? Crazy, right? But with a twinkle in his eye, he goes and points to the menu. Voilà votre poison du jour. Ah, the poison of the day. Perfect. And points me to this lovely sea bass. He knew. He totally knew what I meant. And he just rolled with it. It was like we were doing improv or something. You know, that's the amazing thing about chatting in a new language. It's not like a piano recital where you've got to hit every note just right. You can think of it more like jazz. It's spontaneous, it's back and forth, and sometimes it's the wrong notes that really make the best stories. And that's the secret sauce, my friends, empathy. When we're talking, we're not just spitting out the right sounds. It's about sharing a bit of who we are, about showing our personality. And when we're listening, we're not just waiting for someone to finish a sentence. We're really seeing them. We're actively engaged in conversation, you know? So next time you're out there throwing around your English or whatever language you're wrestling with, just remember, it's not about getting a perfect score or acing a test. It's about making a genuine connection. It's about being there together in that wonderfully messy human moment, because that's really what life's all about anyway. And trust me, your beautifully imperfect words are the perfect recipe for those genuine, unforgettable encounters that you'll tell your great-grandchildren one day. So here's to our poisons that turn into the most delicious conversations, to the slip-ups that slip us into new friendships, and to the language path that's aligned with fun and laughter, not just perfect, correct grammar. Let the focus be those amazing connections that we make, flawed, fabulous, and oh so human. That's what you should focus on when you're in social interaction. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. You want to speak English with ease, right? Let's talk about how we can make that happen without sweating it or worrying too much. First things first, let's ditch the textbook perfection. Real talk, it's all about getting comfy with the basics and then just talking. So here's what's worked for me, my students, and countless others. One, listen and repeat. You know how babies learn to talk? They listen and they mimic. Simple. So find some content that you absolutely love in English. Podcasts, movies, songs, YouTube channels, blogs, vlogs, and then just soak it in. Then be that parrot. Repeat what you hear and even talk back to it. It's like karaoke for language learning. Two, small talk is big. Small talk, it's not just weather chat. It's the gateway to language comfort. So strike up a conversation about anything really. The coffee you're drinking, the show you're watching. It's all about turning the mundane into fun practice sessions. Three, get chatty online. The internet is your oyster, my friends. Language exchange partners, chat rooms, forums. There's a whole world of people waiting to talk. And the best part? You can do it in your pajamas and sweatpants. No judgment there. Now, speaking of getting chatty online, let's not forget about the power of community. And hey, that's what we're all about here. Our community is this buzzing hive of language enthusiasts just like you from all corners of the globe. And the best part is you're all invited to the party. But wait, there's more. We've also got group coaching sessions. Think of them as your language workout classes, but way more fun. We get together, we talk, we play games, we help each other out, we provide feedback, and we laugh. It's like having a gym membership, but for your English and communication skills. And trust me, it's a blast. You'll be flexing those conversation muscles, and before you know it, you'll be speaking English like it's your job. Because, well, for some of you, it might actually be. So if you're sitting there thinking, I could use a little bit of that action, then come on down. Join our amazing community, hop into a group coaching session, start one of our challenges, and let's get your English shining. Who knows, you might just find your new best friend or your next big opportunity. Remember, language is a bridge, and our community is here to help you build it one chat at a time. You're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together, and we can't wait to welcome you to Xlearning Academy. Sign up and go to academy.xlearning.co. We would love to have you. Tip number four, embrace the goofs. You're gonna make mistakes. That's part of life. And spoiler alert, that's a good thing. Each blunder is a step towards fluency. So laugh it off, learn from it, and then just keep the conversation rolling. Perfection is so last season. Tip five, keep it consistent. Consistency is key. You've heard me saying that before. Make English a part of your daily routine. Chat with a friend, write in your journal, tweet your heart out. Make it as regular as your morning coffee or your daily workout, and watch the magic happen. And there you have it, simple, doable tips that are all about making English a part of your life, your daily routine, not a chore. Remember, fluency is a journey, and it's supposed to be fun. So make sure you enjoy the ride. We'll be right back after this short break.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So take these tips, make them your own, and start speaking English with the kind of ease that'll make people say, wow, they're good. You've got this. I believe in you. Now go out there and chat up a storm. If you have any key takeaways from this video, let it be this one. Go forth and speak. Speak with the knowledge that you don't need confidence to be fluent. You just need to start talking. And who knows, one day you might just surprise yourself with how far you've come. We've been on quite the trek today, haven't we? From the streets of Nantes to the comfort of our own homes, we've explored the real essence of speaking English, or any language for that matter. Remember, it's not about having the confidence of a superhero or the flawless delivery of a Shakespearean actor. It's about connection, about sharing your story, and it's about the beautiful dance of conversation and social interaction. Now you have the tools, the tips, and a whole community backing you up. So take a deep breath and just start speaking. Have fun connecting with other humans. The words will come, the confidence will grow, and before you know it, you'll be chatting away, making friends, and maybe even cracking a few jokes here and there in English. And guess what? If you stumble, if you say poison instead of poisson, just laugh and learn. That's the secret ingredient to any language recipe. A dash of humor, a spoonful of patience, and heaps of heart. So, my fellow language learners, go out there and speak. Speak with joy, speak with curiosity, and speak with the knowledge that every word you say is a bridge to another human soul. And hey, if you ever need a pep talk, a strategy, or just a friendly chat, you know where to find us in our community. Every voice is heard, every effort is applauded, and every milestone is celebrated. We're over at academy.xlearning.co, just a few clicks away. You're not just learning a language, you are unlocking a world. So unlock away and let the conversations begin. Until next time, keep speaking, keep connecting, and keep being your amazing self. I'll see you in the next one. Au revoir, and catch you later.